You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Alice Daniel. The arts can unite and heal us in immeasurable ways, and few people need more uplifting right now than Fresno's Hmong community. That's in light of last month's horrific mass shooting that left four men of Hmong descent dead and six others injured. Renee Yaw is the co-founder of Tiger Bite Studios, which is putting on a seven-day arts and media celebration in Fresno to coincide with the upcoming Hmong New Year. For the weekend, I spoke with Yaw about the event and the role of the arts in healing. So, Renee, you said the festival coincides with the Hmong New Year. Tell me what events are taking place, and are they relevant to the Hmong New Year?
Well, we've partnered with the Hmong Cultural New Year Celebration organization to be able to rent out the Gem and Mineral Building at the Big Fresno Fairgrounds. And we're really excited about being able to have live muralists there, as well as featuring 42 other visual artists. We also have some performing arts showcasing that we're going to be doing on Sunday, some dance competitions, and even a poetry reading event at the back room. We're also going to be having a film showcase at CMAC.
Right. You said there's a Hmong film festival that includes seven 15-minute shorts. Can you tell me what some of those stories are about?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the film subjects touch on some of our cultural heritage backgrounds, such as shamanism from films like The Calling and Soul Hunters, coming from filmmakers out in Minnesota. And some are even focused here from filmmakers in Central Valley and Fresno.
And you said there's one about depression in the Hmong community?
Yes, there's one specifically called Captured Memories, which focuses on the some of the burdens that we have as children of immigrants.
And this is the first lengthy kind of arts and film festival that celebrates Hmong culture.
Absolutely. It's the first of its kind in the world, and we're so excited to be able to bring it here to Fresno, where we really feel that, especially during December 26th to January 1st, is a critical mass of Hmong people, not only from here in the Central Valley and Fresno, but internationally as well.
So you anticipate people coming from all over?
Yes, absolutely. I have relatives flying in even from Laos.
Wow. So in light of the horrific mass shooting that took place in November, I'm wondering what role art plays in bringing a community together for you.
Well, one of the things that's really important to note was that those who were affected were artists, and at least one of the victims that died was actually a very prominent Hmong artist in the community.
And that was the singer C. Lee?
Yeah, C. Lee. And at this time, we really feel that art is a great way to be able to unite people, to be able to heal, and to be able to have a form of expression that allows us to be able to explore some of these more difficult times.
And so do you see film and music and dance as an opportunity to really explore emotions and bring community together?
I absolutely see art encapsulating the ability to form expression and be able to process really complex emotions that we normally wouldn't be able to from just talking.
People can attend the Hmong Film Festival at CMAC on December 28th, and the
yes.
rest of the events begin December 26th, and they're out at the Fresno Fairgrounds.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much, Renee, for talking with me.
Thank you so much, Alice.